So basically the deal is like this. I guess we have the one thing from yesterday is that the halacha is a halacha is that if you have let's say your matanos, there's a chayim akeva, you want to give it to Cohen, but there's no Cohen around, so it's going to spoil. If you wait till you find the Cohen, it's going to spoil because you already did shechita, right? Now they last for a few days. So the halacha is you could be milan bedamim, so to speak. You somehow transfer it to damim, to money, and then you give the Cohen you eat the matanos, and you give the first Cohen you see or whatever, you give him the money, right? Because money's not going to spoil. But you can't do that. If there's a Cohen around, you can't do that. You have to give him the matanos. But if there's no Cohen, then you can do it. So the question is, how does that work? Right? And so what's the mechanism by which you can do that? So now you say, look, there's no Cohen around, you can't do the mitzvah. Right? So we said that implicit in a gift, every gift is a monetary transfer to another person. You're giving the person something of value. That's what a gift is. But a gift takes a certain form, right? So I give a guy a bottle of wine, I'm giving him $10 in the form of a bottle of wine. So, you know? So it's a form of the gift. Right? But in every gift is mamon. Right? A gift that's worth nothing is not a gift. Right? So we said is that when Torah says matanos, mitzvah is to give him a gift of value in the form of Zerah Chaim Akeva. So if you could do that, that's what you got to do. But if it's not possible to give him that gift because they're mora, so now you could still salvage the underlying din mamon shiva and give him the value of that. So you do is you transfer it to madamim. You basically some sort of bedia where you make this money in lieu of the matanos, and now you give him the value of the matanos. You can't give the matanos himself, so at least you give a component of it, which is its value. Good. Okay. Fine. So now you have another case. Case is, so we have a premise is that if you're mazik not niskahuna, you're potter. You're mazik then. You're potter. Why are you potter? When you say that since the matanos you're supposed to give to the Kohen, so you're damaging his stuff. So, one answer is, because you're right, but there's no Kohen who could be toveh you. Then no one could claim you because it's really that you owe the shevet, the matanos. So when you have the matana itself, so you have a mitzvah saseh to give the matana, so you have to give it. But now that it's damaged, the mitzvah saseh is gone, because there's no physical matana anymore. Now your only thing is it would be what you'd have to do compensation, a monetary compensation. But that that works through courts. And in court, you have to have someone who's going to claim you. And there's no individual who could claim you because it's a mitzvah to the shevet as a whole. So any individual going, you'll always say, oh, I'll give it to someone else. So the mitzvah is gone, and the din mamon, there's no one to claim you. Right? Okay. But now you have a case, which is if the king comes to seize your assets, or let's take a simple case, the king, you owe the king money, so the king comes to take the money, then you owe him $100. So instead of giving $100, you do is you give him your field, give him your produce, $100 worth of produce. The problem is your $100 worth of produce has, let's say, $10 worth of miser in it, which belongs to the levy. So you give him your whole thing, so it's like you're giving him some of the money of the levy. So Mar says that you have to pay him back. You have to give them give miser from somewhere else. Give him $10 from somewhere else, right? So the question is why? In terms of the mitzvah of miser, it's to give him the grain. You don't have the grain anymore. Right? You don't have the grain anymore. In terms of the mamon, I understand that was mazik, the money of the levy, because I gave it to the king. But it should be in lotovim, no one to claim me. So it should be the same thing. What's the difference if I'm mazik the thing, or if I give it to him as in lieu of my debt? It should be the same problem. It's the same thing. The mitzvah is gone because there's no chafetz anymore. And the debt, it's v'en lotovim. But yet you see that it's a b'risa which says you do have to pay him. So it seems to be a contradiction to this halacha that if you're mazik manuskun, you're potter. Right? So the Gemara answer is no, because here is different, because you're profiting, you're benefiting from the matanos. You're benefiting from it. From the matanos. How are you benefiting? Because in lieu of, you're supposed to really give the king money. And instead of doing that, you're giving him your stuff. Rashi says it's like you're selling him. It's like you're selling him the produce. Instead of giving him the cash, you're giving him the produce. So therefore, since that's the case, so now you're chayav. Since it's like you're making profit with it, so it's like you're chayav to pay. But the question is how that works. Right, what's the mechanism by which it works? Right? So the biggest clue we had is the Ran kind of says, so the chayav still exists. Because mali hain, mali demayam. The difference if you give the object or you give the value of the object. You still have to give the money because it's the value of the object. So we said it seems to be related at least to this case of where you can't give the kohen any matanos because they're going to spoil, because it's an instance where you're giving him money instead of the matanos. But there it's a little easier because you're actually exchanging it. Here, you really were mazikah. You gave the matanos away. You gave the ma'aser away. And now, somehow, your chiv is resurrected. So the question is how that works. Right? That's what we don't understand. So you're just thinking that that the thing is, I'm going to present it a little different, but it's the same idea. That when you see, you could relate to produce like in two ways. I mean, you could relate to it as like a good utility, something you eat, or you can relate to it as as a commodity, as a value, as an object, a storehouse of value, like a currency almost, right? That's what, like when you sell something, the guy who's selling weed, for him, weed is just his money. Right, he's using his weed, like a commodities market. It's not weed, it's just money. It's a different form of money or whatever, you know? So his idea is when you sell something, the guy, you're not eating it, it's not really food. I mean, that's why the other guy's interested in it. So far as you're concerned, it's money. And you're trading it for $100. So what are you doing? You're basically saying is, you're doing an action which is relating to the thing not as cash, as value. As opposed to when you eat it, you're relating to it as food, right? But that's what there's a way to relate to foods as commodities, as objects of worth, of value. So so what happens is that here you have a debt to the king. You owe him $100. So you say, instead of giving you $100 cash, I'm going to give you $100 in the form of I want to save $100. Really, I want $100. I like $100. I like my dollars. So I'm going to give you the dollars in the form of wheat. You know what I mean? So now in this way, I get to have my $100. It's like that's what I mean. It's like a mechira. I'm like selling you, and I owe you $100. So what I'll say is, it will make it as if you give me $100 and I give you wheat. So it's like a sale. Right? What he's doing is essentially, is you're using the wheat as value. Right? You're using the wheat as an object of value. So now you still have the value of the wheat. It's just that it's no longer in the form of wheat, now it's in the form of dollars. Right? When you have wheat, wheat is a certain utility and it has a value. Now what you've done is you still have the value of that wheat. It's just not in the form of dollars, of wheat, and now it's in the form of dollars. Similar to the case of where you're milling the matanos. When you have the matanos and they're going to rot, so basically you take the value of the matanos and change it into the dollars. And now this money is the money of the matanos. It's the value of the matanos, which you've transferred from the object of the matanos to the right to the cash. That's what you do. You say, listen, the utility of the matanos can't be realized by the coin, so I'll take its value and I'll transfer it to cash. So that's essentially what you're doing when you give the value to the king. You're basically, the dollars which you have, the $100 which you have, which you didn't have to otherwise give to the king, is basically the value of the matanos. right? Because by giving, as it says, since you are, as it says, you're mishtarshila, you're profiting with the matanos, right? You're profit, you're using them as a tool for profit, as a tool of money. So the money now that you have is the demei hamatanos. That's his identity. It's the demei maisa. His money is maisa money. It's the money which I've got in lieu of my maisa. Right? It's like I traded it for maisa. So therefore, so the chiyah, that's what the Ran says, mali hein mali demeyam. Just like you're chayav to give him the money, the maisa, the grain, you're chayav to give the demeyam maisa, the value of the maisa. Right? Just like in that case. It's just in that case, you're doing it like directly. Here, it's kind of happening automatically, implicitly. Right? Here, it's implicit. Now, you're actually saying, exchanging, doing a swap. Here, it's like naturally happening. That's what happens when you sell something. Right? When you give it in the, when you're using it for profit, you're basically the money that you have and you're saving. I mean, it's not a particular dollar bill, but you have $100 of the Mei Meiser. So, since you have to give Meiser, you have to give the Meiser money. You've basically made the Meiser into cash. I think it's looking as a profit because it's, Rashi says, you're profiting with the Gitzachel Pramos. But you really have to pay him money. So you're going to lose money. So instead, you basically say, listen, I have some money, some stuff lying around. I'll give you this stuff instead. Like, money is like better, so to speak. It's liquid. You know? So I'll give him the stuff I know he needs it, but now I have money. So now this money is the domain. What's his identity? It's money. This is my Meiser money. Right? This is the money I got from the Meiser. That's the identity of the money. Be like if you sell a car, so then this is the car money. It's like the value of the car. I'm buying, it would be as if I sell my car and I take the money and I buy a motorcycle. I don't know. So it's like I'm using my car to buy the motorcycle. You don't do barter, but that's what you're doing. The money is the car money. You basically made the car into value, and that value, the cash, has the identity of the car money, and you're using that to buy a motorcycle. Right? So the dumim, when you do such a transfer, the dumim has the identity of the Dvei Meiser. But that's when you're converting into dhamim. But if you like damage it, so what are you going to say? Now what? Dhamim is a dhamim. If you dye it, you dye the wall. What is now the dhamim? So it's unique to this type of a thing where you have a debt and you're using it to pay off your debt in lieu of money. But that's what I'm saying. It's a unique case. You're not going to have it by the case. So even if you eat it, who cares if you eat it? You eat it, now what are you going to say? This is the dhamim of whatever? It's nothing. The whole thing only makes sense by this one case. You know? But the chiddush is that the status of the dhamim of the matana will take place like implicitly. Like you see, when you're actually milam adam, in the case of the Gemara, you're explicitly doing that. You're saying this is now the dhamim of the mice of the thing, and now I'm gonna give this dhamim instead. Here you're not doing that. You're just giving the call. You're giving the king wheat. What you're saying is conceptually what that is doing is profiting and it's getting the cash of the wheat, and therefore the chiyuv will follow suit because just when the chiyuv was on the item, now it's going to transfer to the dhamim of the item. Just like you could transfer the chiyuv, you could actively transfer the chiyuv from the object to the thing, if you transfer the object to dhamim, the chiyuv which was on the object will naturally transfer to the dhamim. Right? In the case of yesterday's case, you're transferring the chiyuv. You're saying is instead of giving this, I'm going to give its value. Here, you're not transferring the chiyuv. It's not what you're doing. You're doing a sale. You're just transferring the object. But you're saying is since there's a chiyuv on the object, and you're transferring the object for the dhamim, the chiyuv will come with it. Will come along for the ride. And the chiyuv will also be transferred. I mean, that's the chiddush. And that's a deraisa. It's just going to work that way. The Ritva, for instance, learns this whole thing is darmanan. You know, apparently he doesn't buy that. He holds it's very nice. I mean, we'll have to get to him, but it was very nice that works if you manually do it, if you do an action of transferring it. But it doesn't just happen automatically. And therefore, intrinsically, that's it. The object is gone. Here's the king. So, you chayiv to pay the dollars, that's the chiv darabanan. Rabbanan chayiv you because whatever. You know, the chiddush of the way the Ram's learning. And I think Rashi's learning this way also.
The mocher thing?
The mocher. And it just sounds like he said, because you're profiting. I mean, he doesn't spell it out as much. But he says, you're mistaken because you had to pay him money. So saying you had to pay him money, and now it's like you're selling it, and you're benefiting, and that's what he's trying to paint the picture. And therefore, it's still the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Still the mitzvah. I think the Ran openly said that part, like what Rashi says, that it's the mitzvah here. It's not a chiyuv of money, because chiyuv of money is going to be still in lotovim, but it's the mitzvah. Right.
But in the damage case, you're mafkiy of the mitzvah here.
Yeah, right. So he's out here, it's supposed to the mitzvah, right? Yeah, that's what he said. Right, because the money, there's no way to get around it, because it ain't lotovim. You can't get around that. That's not going to, you know. I think it's based on what we said yesterday. The implicit in a chiv of a matana is to give the value of the matana in the form of the matana. But if the object can no longer be given, so then there's a value, the gift of the value is still there. Right? If I have to give somebody a gift, I owe them, so to speak, I owe them a certain value in a certain form. But if the form is no longer possible, but the value is still there, and the value is still obligatory. Okay, so let's do, I don't know if we're going to finish this now, but it's very interesting here. So we have Tosfos and the Ran. See, we did the Ran, but the Ran really emerges from an attack on Tosfos. Okay? So we kind of skipped that part and just did the Ran's position. But let's do Tosfos. I think let's do Tosfos. And see how the Ran now attacks him. Okay? So Tosfos is dealing with the problem. He says like this. It says, Shiny Hassan. Kuflam and Alpha and Alpha. Says the Mimakom Zeh, Hiniachla HaMelech Shar Mamon. So you're profiting because in place of this, the king is leaving you the rest of your money. So the rest of your money is basically in lieu of the matanos, the wheat, whatever. Vim Tomar, Matnas Kuhuna Kisha Achla, Mishtar Shilai. When you eat the Matnas Kuhuna, you're also benefiting, profiting. Deshe Mimakom Zeh, Lo Achadavar Acher. Because instead of when you're eating the matanos, you're saving on the other food which you're not eating. Right? Yeah, my butter. Right? In other words, why don't you say, John originally tells us, why don't you say when you eat the matanos kahuna, then you would eat dinner. Now instead of eating dinner, you're eating the matanos kahuna. So you're profiting via the fact that you're right, you're getting this instead, you know, you're saving on your other food. Just like when you give the king your money, you're giving yourself, so to speak, the food. Right? Instead of, you would have had to give the king money instead of giving the wheat. You would have had to eat dinner instead, you're eating the matanos, and now you have dinner. Right? You have your dinner. So why don't you say the same thing? Right? So he says, so his answer is, V'yashlomar delo dami, l'anso beis melech grana. D'tachtehem lo lakach mishalo. Because in lieu of the matanos, of the wheat, the king didn't take from your money. The king was going to take from your money. You owed him. So in lieu of the matanos, he's not doing that. When you eat it, it's possible that you wouldn't get hana. You wouldn't get benefit. Shaya masana, maybe you're going to fast. If you're going to fast, or the Tosfos Rashi, maybe you would have eaten less. So it's not necessarily that he's benefiting you, because you're saying is, I would have eaten dinner, now I'm saving my dinner. Maybe you weren't going to eat dinner. Maybe you're going to fast today. Now you have to eat. So it's not really benefiting me.
It's creative.
It's a creative, right?
What about tomorrow? It's creative.
Yeah. You got to eat at some point, right? Sounds forced, right? I mean, come on, I'm not really benefiting. Maybe I was going to fast. Right? Yeah, right. Someone gives you food. You say, look, I gave you such a great benefit. Nah, I was going to fast maybe. I wasn't really appetizing that much. You know, tell it to your mom, right, when she makes you dinner.
That's what I learned in cheer the other day.
Sounds forced, right? Sounds forced. You could just say you don't like the question altogether. You say, no, it's not really the same thing, because there you're giving money, and here it's food and it's eating. I mean, that's kind of what the Ran says. I mean, the way we're learning this so far, it's kind of what the Ran says. It's, who cares? You would have eaten, you would have fasted, you would not fasted. You can't compare them. When you give him money, that's like the dhamma. When you eat it, it's like the whole thing is like a funny way to look at it. But Tosfos is looking at it that way. Tosfos buys the question. So Tosus is holding that the idea is that you're benefiting. The way Tosus is learning, I don't know how he's learned all this far for the thing, but Mishtar Shilei means is that if you're using the if you're damaging Manas Kuna or Pata, but if you're using the Manas Kuna to benefit, to gain something, so then you have to pay. So if you're using it to gain cash, you have to pay the cash. So he says, well, if using it to gain dinner, so you should pay the dinner. He says, no, I may not be gaining the dinner, because maybe I was going to fast. Right, that's what I'd like to understand. I don't think it's going to help to give the Ron's answer or to go into Rashi because he's not learning. You know, Ron kind of says, he says that's what Ron says. He says, even if you would have fasted, who really cares? Doesn't matter. Even if you wouldn't have fasted, even if you definitely were going to eat, still not the same thing. But that's not Tosa's answer.
It's not
Tosa's answer. I'm sorry, Tosa's answer isn't the Ron's answer. Tosa doesn't say what the Ron says. Tosa accepts the question that they're comparable, and he just says no because maybe you'd fast. to make things funnier. So the Ron attacks Tosus, okay, and it's not really clear like what his attack is. Not clear. You'll see. It's strange. I don't know. I'm not sure if there's a simple shot. Maybe I'm just missing something here. I mean, I have an idea, but I don't know if there's just a plain way to understand. So what does he say? He brings down Tosus. He says, it's on page 88 in the Daffy Ref. It says, it's like 10 lines from the bottom. The first one on is Chayef. So it says, Vani Omer lo, ki ala filo lo haya lo ha'shel osanos patar. Even if you could not have fasted, still you'd be patar. How do you know? Do'atanan b'pirkin b'samach lo ha'spik lit nilo ha'chit sawa ha'patar. It's the case. If you die, he says openly, open Mishnah, that if you, before you get to give the wool to the Kohen, you dye it, so then you're potter, because you were Kohen of the wool, right? And now you're like a Mazik Mazik Kohen, or you eat them. And they're definitely your benefiting. They're definitely your benefiting. So how's Tosu going to explain that? Right? But what does that have to do with Tosus? I don't say it all together with that. Because what's Tosus' point? Tosus' point is that you could have fasted. So you're not really benefiting, because if you wanted, you could have fasted. So I'll say the same thing. If I wanted, I didn't have to die on my wall. Right? I mean, it's not like I had. It was when I had the king is coming with me, the chov. He's trying to steal, take my money. So I had to give him something. So yeah, I'm benefiting. But I didn't have to eat dinner, nor did I have to die the wall. Right, so what do you mean? Like, what's his? I don't understand. Like, how is he? He thinks he's knocking off Tosus here. Right, so either we don't send him, we don't send Tosus. What is going on? The problem is, like, it sounds like Tosus' answer is that it's not really a benefit if you didn't have to do it. Right, I don't understand the logic to that. But if you didn't have to do it, so then it's not really a benefit. Because look, I didn't have to eat. I could have fasted. So look, I did eat, and it was great. Fine, but I didn't have to, so it's not a benefit. So I didn't have to dye the wall. So it's true, I did dye the wall, and now I have a more expensive piece of wall, but I didn't have to. I had to give the king money. That I had to do, because he's the king, and he's going to kill me. So how is this attacking Tosus? Just quickly, I think what Matt's hitting on here is that what Tosus is saying is that Mishtar Shilei doesn't mean hana. It means a monetary hana. It means that you benefited monetarily from the Maaser. For whatever reason, why that matters. If you benefit monetarily from the Maaser, then you have to pay back the debt. Okay, now, what does it mean? If the king, you owed the king $100, instead of the $100, you gave him your Maaser, so you benefited monetarily, your dollar, your $100 richer. But you don't say, if I eat the dinner, I benefited monetarily. If I definitely would have had to buy dinner tonight, so to say, I have an outstanding debt to my dinner pocket for $10, and I'm benefiting $10. But I could have fasted. So, of course, I benefited instinctually, whatever, appetitively through eating the, when I ate the thing. But you can't say that I'm richer now because I ate the thing. There's no monetary benefit. You could have fasted. But that's what the Ron says. But when you dye the wool, of course you benefit monetarily. Your wool is worth more money. So if you eat food, you don't say you're worth more money. Nothing's worth more money. You just had a fleeting experience of pleasure. So if you would have saved on dinner, which you would have definitely had to buy, then you'll say benefit monetarily. But that's not true. So he says you didn't benefit monetarily in that regard. But he says, well, you can't tell me to benefit. That's what you're doing. You're using the matanos to get more money. The question is, why is that relevant? Yeah. So the question, though, is I think the question, first of all, what would be the sense then? I'm just defining what he's saying. That's Tosa's, what's the sense of saying that if you benefit monetarily, you'd have to pay back? What's the sense of that? And the Ron has a powerful question on it. So, right, how's he going to answer that question? If this is really a svara, then the Ron's kind of knocking him out. So the question is, is it really a svara? So I think you should look at Tosa Rashi. I think he formulates it a little differently. Maybe this isn't exactly what he means. I think this is how the Ron's interpreting it. So we could do that, and then I'd like to do the Ritva. Ritva says the Ramban in a whole different way of learning. Okay, so I'll probably, maybe you'll do it tomorrow, but it's more likely I'd say we'll just do it on Monday. And then after that, we'll go further than that.